the day that I got handcuffed, when they just said life in prison, I put my hands behind my back, and I heard all this noise behind me. You know what it was? My wife, my daughter, my sister, my mom was crying, boo-hooing, weeping, violently weeping. And then I remember looking over on the side behind the prosecutor, and there was the victim's family, weeping also. Weeping also. It's almost like they said, wow, we lost a son, but here's another young black man who's losing his life. Here's another family that's being damaged by this thing we call crime. And I thought about all that. And you know what I did? I sat down when I had that epiphany, when I realized that I had caused all that damage, I interrupted the lives of my family, interrupted the lives of my victim's family. I sat down, I wrote everybody a letter, apologizing. Apologized to the prosecutor, my lawyer, and the judge. And then I wrote a four-page letter to the victims. And I'm not talking about just the victims of the person that was killed. I wrote a letter to the victims, my family. And I apologized to my parents for squandering the great opportunity they provided for me and my other siblings. The sacrifices that they made.